This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome in to the Allo Communications Studios. Thanks for being with us. I am Tanner Schwint.
Hi, Tanner Schwint.
Brian Carey over there. That's Brian Carey doing the production work. That'd be Angel Padilla doing the production work back there.
Are we switching today, Angel?
Yeah, switching
around. Is it switch day?
We can. Yeah. It's up to you, Tanner.
Yeah, I'll jump back there and push some buttons. I don't
know
what I'm doing.
Musical chairs every hour, just switch spots.
I kind of like that idea. That's kind of fun.
You don't want me back there.
I think it would be hilarious to have you back there trying to do what Angel does.
I'd be firing things that don't need to be going off. I don't know if we'd be on air. I don't know what would happen.
In all seriousness, though, we get to do this show. We come in and you and I get to have fun. We sit behind the mic and we do what we do. But that dude back there works his tail off throughout a show to keep us rocking, keep it sounding great. So, Angel, thank you already this morning. Appreciate you, brother.
There's the earliest compliment I think you've ever received, Angel.
I thought,
about that? 608.
I thought I'd get them all out of the way right away, and I can rip everybody for the rest of the morning. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that
made you.
That sounds great. There's Angel.
I need a song.
Yeah.
Songs about Brian.
No, I don't think there's any about Tanner either. I think we're both screwed on that.
There should be a Tanner song. You can rhyme a lot with Tanner and Nanner and all sorts of things.
It's going to be a long one this morning.
All right, I'll let go.
No, I just, not a whole lot firing yet over here on my side. I think some coffee might be in order here. But here's how the show lines up today.
Tell me.
At 7:35, we will have Robin Farlman with Livestock Exchange talking cows. At 8:05, Dr. Sandy for a Wellness Wednesday. We'll be talking with Dr. Sandy from Benchmark Medical Group here.
Which I have something I'm going to throw out with her for a little challenge that I know I'm diving into. I'm going to try to encourage others to do the same thing.
I like it. We'll have
weighed in this morning. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, I did as well. I was trying to pack house food last night, trying to get that number up.
Trying to bulk up before the reduction?
Yeah, I was. Trying to bulk up. Didn't work.
I've been working on that for a few months now, and it took.
Yeah, I hear you. And then at 9:35, we'll have David Brighton. He is going to be performing over at the UCCC coming up, and he's David Bowie.
David Bowie tribute show.
Thank you.
And he is going to be the David Bowie of the David Bowie tribute show. Me being a big fan of the music of David Bowie, have always really enjoyed him. And I was interested to see that David had actually knew Bowie. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I think there was something in his bio about him actually working with him at that point.
Yeah, he worked with him for a little bit of time. He worked with Bowie in commercials and I believe on one of his albums as well. It's David Brighton, Space Oddity at Greeley's Union Colony Civic Center. So that's coming up at 9:35 today as well. Still depressed, still sad about the Broncos.
Well,
not
going to
spend as much time on that, but
you missed one other thing coming up today is Gimme Six.
That's right. I didn't miss it.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention Fritzler Farm Park, who we are very overjoyed that Glenn and the gang have joined us again as sponsors of the show, as being a part of the show. But we're going to get to do giveaways we're going to do it every Wednesday, right? Every Wednesday at about, I think we're about 8:30, 8:35, we're going to play a game called Gimme Six, where I'll give you a topic and 15 seconds. And in that, I might move it to 20.
It's going to be nice for the first one?
Yeah, I think we'll go 20 seconds to start with. And I'm going to give you a topic. You're going to have to name me six things. Like if I said, six animals.
Yeah.
You'd have 20 seconds to just name six animals. That's it. You get it done, you get a six-pack of tickets to head on out to Fritzler Farm Park.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So plan on that about 8:35 this morning. We'll have that coming your way. I'm glad we get to ask questions on this one. I don't think, right now, I don't think I could name six of anything. You could say name six colors, and I wouldn't be able to do it.
We're going to work on that this morning, Tanner. We're going to bring you out of the fog. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be a great morning. I got a new shirt. I got a great hair day going. I mean, it's just...
Is that a new shirt?
Yeah, never worn it before.
Oh, I thought you had one kind of that looks like it. No?
No.
Oh, are those leaves?
I think so. It's called the Jim Morrison shirt.
Hmm.
So I don't know if they're leaves, if they're birds.
Oh, there's a bird up there.
You the rest are leaves.
That one right on your shoulder.
Right there?
It looks like a bird.
I don't know.
All right. Glad anyway, we could describe that for you.
Or we can always do a picture of what the hell is this.
Hey, our Happy Life Gardens poll question today, very simple. What is the best cereal? And there's so many options on this, Bray.
There really are. And I could have lived on cereal until I became me and milk. Have had our battles.
Is that right?
Yeah, but even dry cereal, I still love it. I loved Fruity Pebbles for a long period of time. A bowl of Fruity Pebbles was to me about as good as it got. But I love the original kind of things. Like Wheaties is still a favorite of mine. Wheaties, Wheat Chex, I loved those cereals. The Old Man, no flavor. That's a nut you're eating kind of cereal.
Yeah, they're Raisin Brand.
Captain Crunch Peanut Butter Crunch. That's an all-time favorite. Loved it until it would rip the top of your mouth when you'd try to eat it when it was a little crunchy.
Mine. I already posted that.
You peanut did? Butter peanut Captain butter Crunch? Crunch.
Yeah, peanut butter Captain Crunch for me. All-time favorite.
Original right Captain Crunch, too. Not big on the berries.
Berries I could go with. I was just talking about this last night for some reason. That's why. There's an old wasp's nest up there on the garage door.
Honeycomb's big.
And we hit it down, and I stepped on it, and it was flat. And I'm like, it looks like a honeycomb. And my mom's like, well, now I want honeycombs. So
I liked that
cereal was on the mind, all right? Honeycombs, delicious. But, yeah, peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, all-timer for me. Berries, okay. This one's probably not going to be as popular, but the Cocoa Krispies.
My grandkids love those.
The Chocolate Rice Krispies. I can get down with that. Angel, how about you?
Yeah, where are you at, buddy?
Where are you at with this cereal?
I've always been a fan of Cocoa Puffs.
Okay.
Nice classic. Turns the milk into kind of chocolate milk, so
yeah.
You get a little treat at the end. the original Trix, back when they looked like shapes and fruits.
Yeah,
fun
I do.
To look at. Now they're just colored spheres, so that's fun.
When's the last time you guys had a bowl of cereal?
This weekend.
Attaboy.
Did you? What'd you
had
have?
Some Cocoa Pebbles.
I'm so jealous.
Did you really?
I'm so jealous.
Anything else stand out?
I just had it in my head.
Apple Jacks?
My grandkids.
That's a throwback for me. Apple Jacks was
I used
like
to
a
love
childhood
I love Apple Jacks.
Grandkids still love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We have to buy it every time
really?
We go. Yeah,
I
can't go wrong there.
Yeah, they absolutely love it.
Got behind that. Here's going to be a weird one, and it's one of those. It's like one of those healthy ones, and no one's going to agree with me with. But Special K with the strawberries.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And the
man.
Dried strawberries just look horrible, but when they get a little bit of milk on them, they're like,
good.
Okay, yeah, I could do this.
No, I love Special K. Now I'm a little weird too because I like my cereal. It's okay, crunchy, but I always liked it soggy. I like it when it sat there. I could pour a bowl of Wheaties, take a shower, come out and eat it. And I like that noise when you stick the spoon in there. And
well, that's a little weird. I pour my milk first and then dump the cereal in there.
See, now that's weird. My grandson Xander does that. It makes no sense.
You're not that guy,
I don't actually do that.
You don't?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh,
and you
my
believe
grandson
that?
Does.
Well, he'll learn.
What I
you need to teach him.
There's really no specific way.
Yes, sir is.
Wow, this is going to get testy over things again. Wow, we could have a serial killer. That's right. Oh, hey, come on.
Brian Dangerfield's back. Huh?
Friday, he's coming, man. I can't wait. It's gonna be a big show.
6:15 the time. What is the best cereal?
I can't wait. Cereal. What's the best cereal? I like mine. I tell you what, that product 19. That's pretty darn good.
What is the
Frosted
best
Flakes? Why has cereal? Nobody mentioned Frosted Flakes, the original delicious sweetened cereal?
Because it's not. They mislabel that. You know, instead of they're great. It's like they're mediocre.
They're
like they're okay. Like they're not.
They'll do.
Yeah, that's right. That's not. No, I will be shocked if somebody says Frosted Flakes.
Say it.
I will be shocked.
You know who?
Because
would?
It's all just average. It's like it's kind of like Maroon 5. Everybody likes them, but nobody's like, that's my favorite band.
That's. So Frosted Flakes of the Maroon 5
of cereal.
So Adam Levine is really Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody's seen the two in the same place,
have
they?
Nobody has. If you have, no, you haven't. 6:60 the time. It's Good Morning NOCO. What is the best cereal? You can text us on our J9 Agencies text line, 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Near Broke chiming in. I'm sticking with Fruit Loops, though the loops are a bit smaller than days gone by.
Oh, they've done that with everything, man. I got a bag of Corn Nuts the other day, and they looked like BBs. Yeah, it used to be a good bloated nut, and now it's just a little BB.
I like Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops is a good one. That's a good
Fruit
pick.
Fruit Loops is very good. Toucan Sam, it was the characters back then that helped drive me to cereal sales as well. I like Frankenberry and Booberry. And
yeah, we got Lonnie up on the line here. Good morning, Lonnie. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How about you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Just craving a bowl of cereal. What are you for, my friend?
I like Raisin Bran Crunch.
Mmm. Now, I forgot. Raisin Bran is delicious. Now, I haven't had Raisin Bran Crunch. What do they add? Just a little more crackle to the taste, or what?
Yeah, a little more flavor, a little more raisins into it.
Mmm.
And put that in there with blueberries and strawberries. You're set.
Now, I do like that.
That sounds like just a big old bowl of fruit, Lonnie.
Well, you know, I've been accused of being fruity, but that's beside the point.
Love it, Lonnie.
Awesome, Lonnie.
Love it. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
Well done.
Keep
Lonnie from the top rope.
In. Best take of the day so
right
far.
There.
We'll give it to Lonnie.
Happy Life Gardens chiming in on their own poll question.
Fantastic.
Saying what? Lucky Charms.
Ooh.
I was never a fan of the marshmallows. I don't know why.
It was just petrified sugar.
Yeah.
Just a
exactly
hard,
right.
You drop it in your coffee and it would be, you know, how many lumps?
Right.
I'd like two moons.
Magically delicious, though.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Lucky Charms. I can't go there. I can't go there on that one. Did you ever have Pops? You remember the Pops?
Corn Pops.
The Corn Pops?
Yeah.
I liked those.
Did like
me. Why did I stop eating
cereal?
Eating cereal.
So I'm wondering the same thing, because I loved it when we would go on trips. Mom and Dad would buy that 8-pack of little miniature boxes.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
it was exactly
the variety box, and you supposedly could just open up the top and pour milk and use it as a bowl.
Right.
That never worked for me.
No.
But I used to love getting those. Oh, these little packs are great. I want three of these.
Right. You know? Yeah, I think I'm going to start here, go here, and then end up here. That's like you got to pick the different ones you're going to go to in that order that it is in.
Yes.
So that's what we want to know today. We're talking cereal. Let us know. 888-530-0043. Don't mean to ruffle any feathers with this poll question, but we're throwing it out there.
It's serious stuff. We're doing the issues that shape our world.
That is very true.
We're going to help you wake up educated and informed.
6:19. It's Good Morning NOCO, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. Good morning, NOCO. How we doing out there this morning?
Fantabulous. I made up a word, but it's cool.
Walked myself off the ledge from yesterday with the Broncos, I think. I took half a step back, okay? But I'm still close. Like, I don't get it mixed up.
No. But there's nothing a game against the Texans won't cure.
Yeah, hopefully.
If that goes wrong, I'll be with you.
Okay, good. Okay,
all right.
I won't be there anymore.
Okay.
I won't be there. I will have bailed. But thanks to everybody for letting me complain yesterday. Appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. Appreciate your support. Let's get a couple of your sponsors. They're pouring in here this morning.
I think we got a good one here,
What
Tanner.
Is the best cereal? Tony Mastari chiming in. That's a tough one. So many good choices. You can't just say that, Tony. You can't just say, that's a tough one. So many good choices. We know that. That's why we ask the damn question.
Pull off your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Come on, Tony. Come on. I know you got a good one out there.
Kristen just wrote in, old friend of mine from North Dakota, said, my favorites were Coco Wheats, which I've never heard of. Your parents made that up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm out on that.
And Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Okay,
now,
not my favorite Captain Crunch, but it's still good. It falls under the umbrella.
She said, now that I'm an adult, kind of, Rice Krispies and Cheerios. would be her
Cheerios
favorite.
With freshly
you sounded
cut.
So Trump right there. Cheerios!
Cheerios! So when you talk about the best cereal, there's so many options, so many good choices, terrific ones.
No,
but when you talk about Cheerios, you cut up a freshly juicy, very juicy, bright red strawberry, and you put it in the Cheerios, and it's delicious.
Do you know what I used to do with Cheerios? My mission was to sink the Cheerio. I would get my bowl of Cheerios, and then came the sugar. And I would be piling the sugar on until I could sink
Did
a Cheerio.
You ever put
and
any
then
strawberries
stir up
in
that
it?
Glucose paste in the bottom of the milk, and oh, yeah.
Did you ever put any strawberries in it, fruit? No?
Not when there was sugar. When I got older,
see,
I
put
saw
sugar
fruit
on there
cereal.
With the strawberries.
Yeah, I wasn't
going to
infiltrate
eating cereal.
I didn't infiltrate my cereal and ruin it with fruit and healthy stuff.
No, just strawberries. Strawberries is
I get it now. It's great.
Why did I stop eating cereal?
I don't know, and I have a feeling after this show, we all would like to go to a cereal bar and hang out, don't you think? They have those
a great idea.
Isn't there one down in Denver or something? I've heard of those popping up where there's
good hotels too that you go down for the continental breakfast.
Oh yeah,
and they have the lever and Megan Chairman in saying Cocoa Puffs or Rice Chex.
Rice Chex are good too. I liked the Chex. Corn Chex were okay. I like just original Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Were fantastic. With
it's
a
too
little
bland.
I know, but cereals were very bland to start out with. It wasn't, I can't even remember what the first sugared cereal was.
I know, and that was the thing. Like my dad is just a cereal eating machine. Like he was.
He still like?
I don't know actually. Okay. Well, now that I moved out, but when we were all living there, we'd all go grocery shopping, and it'd be sugary. Sugary, sugary, and he's like grabbing the peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. Like,
yeah,
he's all excited about it, and here comes my mom, the warden, as he so belovingly calls her, and she's like, "Terry, you don't need that." And she grabs the box of Special K or something like this, and I look out at him, he winks at me, and grabs another box and throws it in there. Cereal is a hot topic, but it is a lot of sugar. And
that depends on the cereal,
yeah,
though.
For sure. But the good ones a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
There was this, and I think I'm rediscovering why I stopped. So that I had this, try and stick with me today. Brian's driving the show today. I'm taking us off the road at
I'm
times.
I'm loving it. This
okay?
is fun.
But there was a time in high school, and I don't know if this is a weird thing. So if you can relate to this, let me know. J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. There was a day I woke up and couldn't eat in the morning. If I ate in the morning, I instantly puked. It was like my stomach would just turn over. You had this, Angel?
I still deal with this sometimes. Yeah. Like, I cannot eat within 30 minutes of waking up.
No, I can't either.
I get nauseous. Because, like, trying to force myself to eat that early, I just can't do it.
And I'm not one who can wake up and be ready for breakfast. Breakfast is my least important meal of the day.
Right. Like, but even, like, after I'm up for an hour or so, I tried to eat a Pop-Tart on Saturday before I went to my golf tournament. I was having hell getting it down.
Really?
It's such a weird thing, and I don't know why.
So you think that's why you backed off of cereal?
Yeah.
But one of the greatest things ever was cereal for supper.
That's true. Maybe I need to find some good cereal because I'm in a weight loss competition that we're going to talk with Dr. Sandy a little bit.
Yes.
I've been challenged by my parents. So
I think it's cool, and I'm precariously going to be.
You're going to be on the
I'm
outside.
I'm going to be on the outside beating you guys from a distance while you guys have your family thing.
You like that
really
ref
cool.
that runs down the field and is faster than the player running down?
That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm going to be like a balloon that got let go. And, Yeah, untied and just let me go, and I'm going to just deflate and propel to the finish line.
Sport chiming in here. I haven't had cereal since wife number three. She made me eat grape nuts, so I moved on to Susan Moore. That's incredible.
That's fantastic. Well done, Dr. Bob, and congratulations on trading up because you've done good.
Susan is fantastic. Yes. She's one of my favorite people.
Grape nuts, not so much.
No. No, you stay away from those. Brian, why don't you tell us about one of our great sponsors here on this program?
The fine makers of Grape Nut Cereal have been a sponsor of ours from... No.
No, we lost them after your comment.
Yeah, they're gone now. But I know it can help you. You know, a healthy diet gets you feeling great, right? Gets you moving good. All those things. Learning about what to eat. We talk about these cereals. Well, it's important, as Tanner was saying, oh, they're all so sweet. Well, there are some that you can look at and find the right one that will work for what you're trying to do with your body. Are you trying to maintain? Are you trying to lose weight? What are you trying to do? Well, when you start making decisions like that, go to the experts at Benchmark Medical Group. They can guide you through the nutrition of finding your way to proper health. They are fantastic at not only what they do in the building, but what they let you take home education-wise will help you out for the rest of your life. When you're ready to feel alive and the best version of you, the pathway is through Benchmark Medical Group. You can call or text them today at 970-686-9117 or go online at benchmarkmedicalgroup.com.
We'll have more Good Morning NoCo when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Just burn my hand. 6:34 the time. Welcome back in. Good morning, NoCo. We're talking cereal this morning.
Yes, we are.
Donnie chiming in. How about digging through the box for the toy before you ate any?
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Always went for the toy first.
Yeah.
Got that out and then continued the cereal thing.
Which, you know, from a sanitary standpoint, probably not the greatest.
No, knowing your hands, everybody's hand was digging through to get to the bottom.
Yeah.
Then they started putting it outside of the plastic inner wrapper down the box, so you could just kind of slip your hand in between and grab it.
Right. I definitely went down there and grabbed that, too. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to get in that box, and you got to grab that toy.
Absolutely.
6:35, our Happy Life Gardens poll question. What is the best cereal? We want to hear from you today. You can comment
Cookie
on our Facebook
Crisp.
Page. Cookie Crisp?
I used to love Cookie Crisp.
I never went, because that was literally
cookies.
It's literally you're eating cookies
it's
for
a little
breakfast.
Little bowl of Chips Ahoy with milk. How can that suck?
It doesn't suck, but it's just like, have cookies and milk if you're going to do that.
Yeah. It's harder to pass that off from mom for breakfast than it is pouring something out of a box. What's in there? Cereal. They look like little cookies. It's an illusion.
It's an illusion. It's all a fast game, Mom. Tammy says Rice Krispies. Chris says, is it Kashi? Kashi? Kashi blueberry clusters?
Yeah, otherwise known as colon blow.
Or Cheerios with blueberries and bananas. Good banana. Cheerios is the one that you add fruit to. I do stand by that. If you add fruit to Cheerios, it's a better cereal.
Well, they float. They're little life preservers. They're very buoyant, so it can hold your fruit up.
Jim's saying, growing up, we usually just had cornflakes and Cheerios. When my sister and I went to visit my aunt one summer, she bought us whatever we wanted. We would go through a box of cereal in a few days. Yeah, there's a lot of people that way. You said a good box of that really sugary cereal there? Yeah, it's gone.
Yes, and you've got your grandkids loving grandma forever.
Right. Well, and this is something maybe a little underrated. Second bowl of cereal. There's so much sugar in that milk already. You add just a little bit more milk in there and then pour the cereal in there. Whew. That was a game changer.
No, I'm with you. It was like you have that little bowl, the second one, or do you
right.
go full out?
No, well, it depends, but normally it's just a little less.
Yeah,
it's just like take care of the rest of the milk.
When you go to a diner and you order a chocolate malt or something, and you get it, and you get that container, and then you get that metal cup with just a little bit more in it that you can pour in afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you slurp the milk down afterwards, or did you?
No, I thought that was gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was one. Pick up the bowl, finish the milk.
You too, Angel?
Yeah, I don't know. They used to make, like, in the early 2000s, they would make bowls with a straw, like, attached to
yes.
it.
Yes,
yeah.
You would eat your cereal and then drink all the milk out.
Well, didn't Apple Jacks try that, too? Didn't they make, a cereal straw?
Yeah, a couple companies did those.
Yes.
And they would have, like, pieces of the cereal in the straw.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how they did that, but that was probably not very good for us.
It was bad science.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
A choking hazard
news,
all the way around. Yeah.
6:38 the time. When we come back, we got what day is it? How are the celebrity birthdays looking today?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Good. I went over in a surprise yesterday. Can we go back to back like that? We'll find out. But first, let's get to the bottom of the hour. News and Weather Center.
Welcome back to Good Morning NoCo. 6:44 on your Wednesday morning. We are closing in on 7 o'clock. We've got a slight chance of some precipitation today. Try to get fancy. It might rain a little bit. Slight chance of that. We'll see Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range Weather, just checking out his forecast. He thinks a better chance of us getting a little moisture tomorrow, but today there is that chance out there. And Cody's getting ready to go on a trip, but we're not going to have him on Friday, are we?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's out of country or where he's going. The dude travels every damn weekend.
I think his second out of country trip already this year.
He's a traveling man.
He makes a lot of stops.
Yes, he does.
That's right.
Well, that's cool, Brian. Thanks for keeping us up to date on Cody's travel plans, which mean nothing to us. What we want to know is,
what day is it?
Yeah, what day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday.
Friday,
Wednesday. There we go.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday,
no?
Saturday, Sunday.
Just whatever day you want it to be.
It's Wednesday.
Guess what day it is.
Today is National Live Creative Day today. It encourages us to all see our creativity all day long. Make something. Create something. You know, there's always things that are already there. Create something that isn't there. I created a word, habajiba, we use on Fridays. You know, come on. Maybe you had, when's the last time you sat down and played with, like, your grandkids or your kids' toys or their clay or built something out of their Legos? Things like that. Oh, I just hit it with Micah, didn't I?
Yeah.
As soon as I said Lego, but sitting down, it was a lot easier to sit and play with your kids' Legos when it was just Legos and not every one of them build the specific,
right,
you know, type of thing. I like just a good box of regular blocks you could put together, do stuff, but let your creative side out. Maybe you've been waiting to write something. Maybe you've always had that idea of starting to put a book together, doing something like that. Let your creative flow today. We're sure as hell trying. It's also National Cream-Filled Donut Day. Oh, I would like to be celebrating today, but honestly, I love a good regular donut.
Yeah.
I love me a jelly donut. Cream-filled donuts will always be that last one left in the box. It sits next to the one sprinkled with coconut.
I don't mind the one with coconut, but those donuts are not for me.
How about you, Angel? How do you feel about a cream-filled pastry?
Love it.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Like I think they're called like Long John's.
Yeah, those little eclairs. Those things.
Those are my go-to.
So you like cream puffs and things like that, too?
Jelly-filled as well.
Yeah. Well, all right.
This is why we make a good team. Angel can have those when we get our box of donuts.
It really does, man. But I call first dibs on the jelly donuts. I just want you to know. Today is National Parents Day Off today.
No.
Well, this has bad potential written all over it.
Stay out of restaurants today, I guess.
No. That's not what it's about. Apparently, there is a company called Epic that has created a learning program for children as far as with books, teaching them different things, and it's supposed to make it easier for a parent to take the day off and let technology and so forth and other methods of teaching take over. Just finding the technology that's out there.
That's interesting.
Today is also National Sober Day.
Yeah, I will be complying.
Yeah. to a degree, and I'll explain that a little bit later. But it is National Sober Day. It's a good day to, if you just need to take it in. Honestly, if you can only take one day, it's a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but this is a day to encourage or support anybody who's doing that. Today is also National Eat a Hoagie Day. I'd be more down for that than that cream-filled donut.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't know why, but I've been having this this craving for a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, dude. I had one about 2 weeks ago. It was so good.
Yeah.
I love a good one of those. Except I hold the peppers, get them off of there. No onions, no peppers. I just like the meat and cheese. Maybe some mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's not a Philly then, is it?
No.
No,
he just described something else.
Dumb sandwich. Today is National Virginia Day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you know anybody from Virginia?
No. Were they one of the first 13?
I don't know. Were you there, Angel?
I was not, but yes, they were a part of the original 13.
I thought so.
Thank you very much. It's good to have a recent student. Yeah, celebrity birthdays, over under 2.5.
Oh, boy. Don't give him hints.
No, I could be wrong. You go whichever way you want. You're going under? All right.
Didn't work out for you yesterday. Let's see if we can keep the streak alive.
We will start up. This guy, I think, had something to do with creating one of the Star Treks. Walter Koenig is 86 years old today.
K-O-E-N-I-G?
Yes.
Why do I know that name?
I don't know, because Matt Koenig, I think, is one of the creators of The Simpsons. No, that's probably not it either.
Yeah, I know the dude, but I couldn't tell you what he was in. I won't take that one.
Sam Neill, the actor, 75 years old today. I'll tell you this, Jurassic Park movies. He was in the first one. He came back for this last one. He was the main guy in the original Jurassic movies.
Why did I not know his name?
Well, do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you give him that one? I think so.
Okay. That must have been one that he was planning.
It's one that I was planning on. Look, if you don't get that, we're absolutely in trouble. Director Bong Joon-ho, who did Parasite, which was actually a really good movie, won an Academy Award a couple years ago. 53 years old today. Actor Andrew Lincoln is 49 years old. Have no idea. Oh, he was, I think he was in The Walking Dead.
He was Rick.
Rick in The Walking Dead? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he is. Okay. Would have never known the name. I certainly know that character, but yeah, he's 49 today. Actress Emma Kenney is 23 today.
There are no famous birthdays out there today.
Joey Heatherton, who was just really a sexy lady when I was a kid. She's 78 years old today, singer, actor. She used to do bed commercials and things like that. She was one of them dames and broads back in the Sinatra days. let's see, Bowser from Sha Na Na, 75 today. He was that guy, had that big voice.
I know Bowser from Nintendo.
Nope, that doesn't work. Country singer John Barry had a huge, beautiful love song called Your Love Amazes Me, which so many people were married to in the 1990s. He's 63 years old today. Faith Ford is 58 years old today. Let's see, who else? Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Okay.
51 years old today.
It's Brad Paisley's wife, and she was on, what was the show?
According to Jim.
Not that one.
Yeah, she was.
Well, I'm sure that one, too, but what would be the one that I would...
How about rapper Nas? Not Lil, Big Nas. No, he's 49 years old today. Who else do we have? Nope. And finally, didn't see this one. You're going to go over. Larry Brown.
The basketball coach.
That is correct.
Yes!
Larry Brown, Hall of Fame basketball coach, is 82 years old today. He just hit it. He went over. Congratulations today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice throwback to a 90s wrestling move you just threw there afterwards, too. Congratulations. Hey, and if it's your birthday today, a big happy birthday as well. You are the fourth most famous person today.
Yeah, no, probably number one, to be honest with you. Those other ones, they're a reach. And the Scott, what was it, Neil? Something?
Sam Neill, 75
today. That was probably
today.
A reach that you gave me that one, but we'll take it. You know what? We'll take it and run with it.
You looked like you needed a little assistance today.
I've got the over 2 days in a row. Look at that. And Angel's been betting under on me, so.
I don't think the line's going to be as easy on you tomorrow.
Did you already preview it?
No.
No, you're just going to make it harder?
Yes.
That wasn't, I mean, you had the line set at a good number.
No, apparently it was good, but you got it, so apparently it wasn't quite accurate.
Well,
My goal is to not have you get it.
I see.
Okay.
I see. All right. 6:53 the time. Let's get the latest in the cattle market world.
Good jams coming out this morning. Well done today, Angel Padilla.
Just let that one roll.
Oh, man.
Just let that one roll.
Feeling good. Sitting in six lane
backed up traffic. Horns are honking. I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit. All right. We want to know, what is the best cereal? Just take that down just a little bit, Angel, and that'll play us out.
Yeah.
We only got about a minute left here. Coming up in hour number two, we'll talk with Robin Varlman.
Cow, gonna get a cow, hey, get a cow last night, yeah,
wouldn't that be sweet if the auctioneers, that's how they rolled over?
All right, I've got $5 now. Cow, cow, cow. Now I got 10 now. Cow, cow, cow. Now 13 now.
It'd make a little bit more sense than the... Right, now put it on 10, now 15, now 15.
I think I should see how many times I can just mix in the word cow during our conversation with Robin accidentally.
I think that's absolutely... I'm going to set the... You got to try and get at least five in there, okay?
Five? All right.
Five cows.
I can do it. Just five cows. Hang on, cow. I can do it. Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The song got enough time to play out, Angel? Let's just step out. Enjoy the music on the way out. We'll be back. R2 coming your way.
Tied down by I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton, if I'm going to hit a traffic jam. Well, it better be a tractor, man. So sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby.